Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we're on News Talk 1330's WLBB Facebook page. Encourage you to participate in our conversation with our guest this morning. His name is Nelson Amaya, and I'll tell you a little bit how this show came about. Obviously, immigration has been a huge discussion on the national level in Georgia for at least the last couple of years. More so probably, but just having that conversation beat us in the head every day. I just wanted to learn more about the immigrants that we have in our community. So I reached out to Gila Gonzalez, who is she's like the godmother of Latinos. She's the executive director of Latinos United. Reached out to her and just talked about my idea for that show, just to bring on some guests that are living in our community to get a better idea of what it's like to be here and their experiences and how they got here. And so she sent me a few names. And also, if you know Gila, if you enjoy radio, I don't know if I should be, well, I'll promote another station. She is a DJ on Sundays at one of these at a local, I don't know if it's a local radio station, but she does Latin jazz on Sunday afternoons for about 3 hours, and often joke that when people compliment DJs on their voices, people who have decent voices allegedly on radio, when they meet us, they're always disappointed to find out that we're just these big schleps. But Gila, great voice on the radio on Sunday, and not too hard to look at either. But Gila, thank you for helping us set up this program, and I hope that we can bring in several guests based on her suggestions over the next few months. Again, the gentleman I brought on this morning, his name is Nelson Amaya. He's a native of Nicaragua, actually born in the U.S., returned back to Nicaragua. His first generation, though, I believe his family was born in Nicaragua and got here. Introduce us. If I just bump into you and have a conversation with you up the road here, how are you going to introduce yourself to me?
Good morning. I'm blessed and honored to be here sharing with you, because I know that the show is, is well
tolerated.
It's informed. Like radio, it's imagination, but also there's to inform, educate, and help people.
And I learned this morning, just having a conversation with you, you have a nice little history in radio, and not to mention this building as well. We'll try and intertwine that in our conversation.
Yes, awesome.
Our 28 minutes that we get to talk this morning.
Yes, I came out working this building back in those days when Gillis, we started the show, that actually she wasn't. And then she came into, on Saturdays, Latinos Unidos of Carrollton. And we used to have another show that for First Methodist Church, we called Ondas de Luz, Ways of Light. And I recorded in that studio, and then we show it on Sunday mornings. Let me go back a little bit. My dad was a broadcaster. He was back in the days when they had soap operas and a radio, and I used to go in the recording studios. And I feel in a radio station studio, and wow, I feel like home. My brother also lives in Carrollton. He used to work for one of the radio stations in Atlanta, Hispanic radio station. So we're involved on radio.
We picked the right one for the first show.
Yes. I was born in the States. My parents moved back home for whatever reason, which I told you about. But anyway, I grew up there. And back in the 1979, where the Sandinistas revolution with the word, with the Somoza, I decided to move out, to come back to the States, because I was a teenager then.
And, were you like teenager 13, 14? You're teenager 17, 18?
18. Okay. 17, 18.
Right. Still, that's a big decision to make.
Yeah. And, it was hard because I came by myself with the friends. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back to school and trying to get lined up my life. With the new country, new country, but new language. Miami was kind of in between because it was a big city, but also Spanish was the main language there. Mm-hmm. I went to college and, you know, I tried to stay line. And then, you know, I get married and we came one to Carrollton. And I wanted to get out of Miami because we had a rough situation there with the drugs, the cartels, you know, back in where Tony Montana was showing. You know, yeah, remember that movie? And we decided to come to Carrollton.
But and I got to say, how did you come across Carrollton? Is it as simple as throwing a dart on the?
No, actually, you know, we have my mother-in-law had some relatives and family that Samson, the Baldisons, everybody knows him. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law was related to the grandma, and actually it was her aunt. And we came to visit. She came visit, and she fell in love. And then in the spring, the next year, we came, and then my wife said, hey, I love this. I stay, you go back and pack. And we're still here since 1990.
That's longer than longer than I've been here, longer than Josh has been here, longer than Joel's been here. I don't think Joel was even born in 1990. But, Joel was one in 1990. Hey, my guest this morning.
Is, my daughter, actually, I have three kids. Two of them were born in Miami. My last one, Laura, if she's listening, I love you, baby. She was born in Carrollton in 1990.
1990, is she still here? Still in Carrollton?
Yeah. Hill County? Yeah. She lives in Villa Rica.
You know, if you do have family still in Nicaragua, they could watch us right now and listen to us.
Yes, in fact, I got some Facebook. Hopefully I have some friends and hi, everybody.
Yeah, very cool. Hopefully maybe they'll check in on the Facebook and we'll give a big shout out after one of our breaks. I'm interested, since 1990, you've been in Carroll County. Do you have experiences that have stuck with you that are positive? And I do worry that there could have been negative experiences too, just based on ignorance. I mean, that you've had to deal with. I mean, were you prepared for any of those?
Actually, you know, I always say it. A lot of people talk about being rejected because you're Hispanic or Latin American, I never felt that. I was sure who I am. It's hard because I know as people that you got different mentalities and thinking Latinos are bad. But I think all the people, everybody, it's good and bad in every culture, every people, and I never felt like that. I don't have no really bad experiences, really.
And you've seen Carroll County and Carrollton grow. I mean, to be here since 1990, I mean, I've only been aware of Carrollton probably since 2007, and I've seen growth. But yeah, since 1990, you've seen significant growth, no doubt.
Yes. I remember, you know, I was, as I mentioned before, back, you know, the main place where people hang out, it was at First Tuesday Mall. And all the kids driving around, the movie theaters were there, ice cream, got a Wendy's. And that was the main, you know, I asked one co-worker, where's people would have fun? I said, oh, we go to the mall. Yeah. And I looked at it, you know, it's just kids gathering, tailgate, party, you know, but that was it. We had the Lazy Donkey, which Roberto and Rivera. And
so the Lazy Donkey's been around here that long?
Oh, yes.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah. And La Fiesta, then the other Jalapeno was where La Fiesta is.
If there was a restaurant, if you were to open up a restaurant based on Nicaraguan food,
Nicaraguan
food. What would that serve?
Well, actually, my brother had the first Central American restaurant in Carrollton, mid '90s, and we call it Fritanga. Fritanga, it's where you have a lot of fried gallo pinto, which is rice and beans.
Yeah,
the national. Yes, the gallo pinto. We're Nicaraguans are known for the gallo pinto, which is our signature, like fried plantains, fried cheese. You got to taste that.
I'm all about the fried cheese. Oh, absolutely.
Fried cheese, enchiladas. You know, all the, and then he had a restaurant in Columbia Drive, which was the first. And then, you know, we got different from Honduras, which is, I think, the largest community in Carrollton, because a lot of people from Honduras in town.
And you said in the 80s or 90s, the Nicaraguan community, I mean, they were the...
Yes, the main community back then was the big family. It was everybody was related somehow. Valdezón, Perez Casar, Samson, Ortegas, Dr. Ortega, Gonzalez, Gila's brother was here. So Gila moved back. And actually, she moved in 1990 also, 91, somewhere in there. So, you know, we were a big, big family. Everybody was related somehow. And it was a large community.
My guest this morning, Nelson Amaya, he's a, I've got native of Nicaragua here on my cheat sheet, but no, he was born in the U.S., went back to Nicaragua, came back to America, and has been in Carroll County, in Carrollton, since early 1990s, if not 1990. My guest on this morning's Community Voice program, time right now is 8:41. If you want to participate in this conversation, just edumacating all of us a little bit, me especially, you can join in here. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, Nelson Amaya. He is a native of Carroll County, native of the U.S., been in Carroll County since 1990, first generation in America's family. Still back in Nicaragua. What's the difference in communicating with them in 1990, when you got here and in Miami and then came to Carroll County compared to how easy it should be today?
Well, actually, it's sky-high difference. Back then, you know, you used to make a phone call. And I remember that the companies that with the long distance charges were like it was a killer, you know, like $1, $2 a minute.
They called Villarica probably like in the 90s.
Having a cell phone, if you were from Villarica on I-20 getting off the exit, you were roaming and there was a charge. You remember those days, right? Roaming and charges.
And the phones were this big.
But I used to call home every once in a while, you know, but the phone bills was kind of high.
Yeah,
very high, like $1, $2 a minute, depending on.
But you write a lot of letters, and do you still write letters?
Actually, you know, technology came to get closer, but on the other hand, it separates people. But well, let's get to the positive. Now, with the click, you're with the text, with the WhatsApp, you're
WhatsApp, yeah,
right there. So it makes it a lot easier. People get more, you know. In fact, we have like a friends, like high school friends, that we have the groups. Everybody's communicating, so it brought us to get together.
Do you? What do you miss most about Nicaragua?
It's hard to say. I'm not saying I don't miss any, but this is home. Mm-hmm. And my mother, my brother lives there. So that's, you know, that's out of question.
Are there any traditions or anything that you've brought here that you make sure you still pay tribute to or experience, make sure your family experiences it?
Yeah. My kids, my grandkids, they all No. In fact, my son, my kids, we're planning to bring their own kids home to Nicaragua to see, to show them what's alive there, when I, where I grew up, and I, what we did, what, you know. So the root, we want to keep the root and traditions and the family, you know, his history. Probably go to a station where my dad used to work. I mean, stuff like that. But we want to keep their, they need to know where they come from.
And what are you part of now? You mentioned, you told me that you're a pastor.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, you know, like I said, I mentioned before, we, on this radio station, we used to have a program that, that weighs weight of light, which is Ondas de Luz. And we pastoring First United, I mean, First Methodist, Carrollton First Methodist Church. Back then, we had a pastor that I used to assist back in 92, 93, 94. That's when we had the programs, the show.
And you did, I did ask you, you thought about it for a second, I did ask you if the carpet on that, on the wall in that room there is the same, well, and you weren't sure at first, but you kind of believe it could be.
Yes,
and this is pre-Steve Graddick even, I think, from 1990, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is, because, you know, you can tell that the design and the texture of the carpet, yeah. I mean, there's no... You
and the color, you're not finding that color,
color
any place.
No,
else.
Actually, but... That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've seen a lot of renovations.
It is a museum, as we like to call it. That's why we bring in these older things, like this old typewriter.
You know, I remember my dad just writing all the... And it wasn't like this, but that's what we used, or they used in the days.
Yeah, and we've got old radios out there up front, too. And old,
I saw
old
that
switches,
console, yeah. You know.
We need to charge for people to come in from now. Nelson Amaya is my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. When I think of Nicaragua, among the top things I'll think about, and just maybe based on an article I read or even a book or something, is volcanoes. Are they prevalent? I mean, are they like all over the place?
Oh, no, yes. Yeah. That's what they call the Nicaraguan is the land of lake and volcanoes.
Volcanoes, yeah.
There are actives, a couple of actives volcanoes that you can see. You see that the fire, the actual crater.
I mean, there's things you just become comfortable with having that. You know.
Well, you know, you for a minute you feel like you know you're in a border of that crater, and you feel like, oh, what if this. But you can smell it. You feel different. And there's something in there that captivate that your curiosity. What's downstairs?
And Spanish is the predominant language, but there's on the East Coast maybe there's an indigenous.
On the East Coast there's a Creole community. Actually, that was a British colony on that area, so they speak English. But the accent is different.
They don't have British accents.
Some British mixed, yeah.
Well, it was colonized by America as well, right? Isn't it only...
British was more Okay.
We before we do take a break, sports, are you able to keep up with sports?
Oh, yes.
Let's compare it again back to 1990 to how you were able to keep up with sports. To now, and do you take full advantage of that? Are you still excited about the sports back in Nicaragua to keep up?
Yes, I remember back I think it was 1976, where Dennis Martinez, which is the
El Presidente,
it was called in a game back in September or somewhere. I think it was in September. We had the big first page of La Prensa, which is the newspaper. He made it to the big circus.
And that was a big deal then.
And then, but that was a few days, maybe a week later.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, for us, it was, it happened yesterday. But it happens like a week before. Mm-hmm. But the news were, do you remember that? I know the technology, and compared to going to my dad's, where my dad worked, they used to call it teletype.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
I remember it happened. I don't believe it.
It was a huge box.
Didn't work when that was going on.
It was a huge box.
Yeah.
And then the teletype, so they send the international news in there. sometimes it was, it took time to heat it up, you know. And I was always on because news were supposed to be quick. So they wait to get those news by teletype or phone calls. But phone calls were impossible. In other sports, it was Alexis Arguello, one of the greatest boxers that we had in Nicaragua. But Dennis Martinez, when I remember, we used to follow the big leagues since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they show on TV. And sometimes they were listening to like this teletype, and the radio broadcasters were reading that one out, three outs, but they were making the game on their heads. And people were, like I said, radio is an imagination. Some people might be imagining great, good-looking guys here.
And they're not incorrect. They're not wrong.
but you know, the broadcaster will say, oh, there's two out. The coach make the signs and blah, blah, blah.
Reading stories from like the 1920s when they fake it on radio, and it may be the same thing you're alluding to.
It was
to.
The same.
It's like right where they would clunk a desk or something to make it sound like the ball was hit.
Yeah, or they have like
a fake crowd.
I remember that little pieces of wood, and then sounds like, oh, there's a hit. There's a high ball going back and deep in the left field, and the ball is gone.
Yeah.
You know, but they just hear a home run or you know, but that's how it works.
Nelson Amaya is my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Again, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I hope that his friends and family that are able to tune in this morning, and maybe I'll take a peek here and see if they've commented during this break. Otherwise, they'll get to see it this afternoon, because we know that Facebook kind of does strain our Facebook programming, since we won't buy advertising. We'll come back after this with about 6 minutes. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Nelson Amaya. We do have Gila. Gila did check in, and she did say the tradition of close family, the Amaya family, is exemplary on this, too.
Thank you, Gila.
And I do feel that. I mean, I feel that way when I look at the Latin community, when I look at their families, when I look in this community, you know, living here and elsewhere, I do feel like their families are very, very close. And I don't necessarily mean living together in the same neighborhood or things like that, but I just feel like there's, and it could just be this time, you know. We talked about the stories we had with the Irish communities and Italian communities coming to America in the early 1900s. How you know they all were together and they tried to keep their traditions close. But I do feel that about the community.
You know, the segregation is part of the human life, and different communities get together, especially when necessities arise. You know. One of the things that I do want to mention is that America, but Carrollton, I see the growth in every way, structural, but the community has still enlarged for many people. Many countries are represented here, from South America. Before, it was a few Mexican Nicaraguans, a few Honduras. A couple of Colombians that I met, but now you find people from everywhere. And I call these, like, for so many, because as you see the growth in the churches, and I think call this the promised land. Because not only because the people find way better way of life, working and hard work. There's a lot of hardworking people here. But when you come to Carrollton, a lot of people came to meet Jesus. And this in the spiritual part, in immigration, if you have good, truly Christians, you're going to have people out of trouble. And that's what we want. People stay out of trouble, making, you know, committing something illegal, going drug dealers and stuff like that, that, you know, when new people come to a community that's strongly believers, that change lives and get people out of the bad doing. Let's say that.
Your experiences here, your time here, do you think that's encouraged other friends and family to want to come over?
Yes, yeah. Certainly. That's that. We make an open invitation, you know, because God is making these people, this town. I remember back in those days, and you used to come in those from Georgia and North Florida to Tennessee, maybe Carolinas. You could not buy alcohol on Sundays. And I was wondering why. And it was because of the power of the, you know, a lot of churches were pushing. And then on the other hand, they came to vote and people vote for, yes, selling alcohol on Sundays. Because it was dedicated to God. Now you can, but a lot of people still, you know, this is a church. You know how many churches are in this town?
Or in Carrollton or Carroll County itself?
Carroll County.
There's going to be 20 others that don't get the attention the other ones do. I'm going to say that are actually active. 74.
I think last census I heard it was like a 300 or something.
Oh, no kid. Wow. Wow.
I'm not accurate, but there was a lot of churches. I mean, 300 churches in one small area, it's a lot.
And what's it take to get somebody to go to a specific church? I mean, we talk about you have your service,
yes,
and it streams as well. We should give a big shout out about that. That streams. You know, what's going to encourage somebody, an immigrant that comes here? What are they going to look for in a church?
We are, you know, an open church that we just preach the gospel, the truth and the light of Jesus. And that, you know, we try to get involved with the community needs. In fact, we're going to have a health clinic on the June 22nd. So, you know, there's a lot of needs on people that need health, spiritual. But, you know, we want to get the health, life, physical health, but also spiritual health. And yep, that you can only give me getting by Jesus Christ.
Nelson, you're very cool. And well, glad to meet you. Very happy to meet you.
Oh,
glad
it's
you
my
came
pleasure
out this morning. And I'm glad you talked to us. And I hope that I improve my technique in these interviews as we do talk to more community members here in the next few months. But again, thank you. Thank you for sticking out to be the first one.
Oh, yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening and watching for this morning's Community Voice program. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with some residents of Villarica and the mayor and city councilwoman. I think you'll want to tune into that program at 8:30 here on Community Voice. Time right now is 9 o'clock. We will catch you tomorrow.